أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والصابئين والنصارى والمجوس والذين أشركوا إن الله يفصل بينهم يوم القيامة إن الله على كل شيء شهيد. ألم تر أن الله يسجد له من في السماوات ومن في الأرض والشمس والقمر والنجوم والجبال والشجر والدواب وكثير من الناس وكثير حق عليه العذاب ومن يهن الله فما له من مكرم إن الله يفعل ما يشاء. هذان خصمان اختصموا في ربهم فالذين كفروا قطعت لهم ثياب من نار يصب من فوق رؤوسهم الحميم يصهر به ما في بطونهم والجلود ولهم مقامع من حديد. كلما أرادوا أن يخرجوا منها من غم أعيدوا فيها وذوقوا عذاب الحريق. Verily, the believers, the Jews, Sabians, Christians, fire worshippers and mushriks, Allah Ta'ala will judge between them on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah Ta'ala is the witness over all things. Don't you see that for Allah, all things in the heavens and the earth, the sun and the moon, the stars and the mountains, the trees and the animals, and many a man, all of them prostrate for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, they bow down. And the way of prostrating or bowing down is known best to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't need to know how the tree bows down to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in adoration and greatness, and how the sun, the moon does it, but it is all bowing down. And the other explanation is, they are bowing down in obedience. From the time that the sun is created till this point, it is bowing down in obedience exactly as the routine that Allah Ta'ala has chosen for it. It is following the same routine. It doesn't move out of its circuit for a single moment. And وَكَثِيرٌ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ الْعَذَابُ. Many a men who are eligible for punishment and whom Allah Ta'ala disgraces, then none can raise to honor. And Allah Ta'ala does as He pleases. These two antagonists dispute about their Rabb. One is the one that believes in Allah Ta'ala and is loyal to Him, and the other that rejects Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and is unloyal. So this dispute carries on forever. From the very beginning of time right till the end, you will have this dispute. For the unbelievers, garments of fire will be cut out, and above the heads will be poured boiling hot water. With it, their insides and their skins will be burnt and scalded, and to add to their punishment will be maces of iron. Each time they wish to get out therefrom, out of anguish, they will be forced back into the fire, and it will be said to them, go on tasting the punishment of the blazing fire. And those who believe and do righteous works, Allah Ta'ala will admit them into gardens beneath which rivers flow, adorned therein with bracelets of gold and pearls, and the clothing therein will be out of silk. And in this world they have been guided to the purest of words. In the hereafter they have been guided to the path of the one that is worthy of all praise. In this world, they had been guided to the purest word, that is the kalima, la ilaha illallah. They say it, they believe in it, and they practice and they live by it. So in this world, they have been guided by the purest word. In the hereafter, hudu ila siratil hamid, they are guided therefore to the path of the one that is worthy of all praise, the path of safety, salamti. Inna alladhina kafaru wa yasudduna an sabilillah. Those who reject and turn people away from the path of Allah and the sacred masjid, the one that we have opened to all people. Equal therein is the resident and the one that comes from the outside. So this is one distinct feature in the Masjidul Haram, that it is open for all. The one that is the resident there, the one that comes from abroad, all are equal. Like any masjid, every person, every believer has an equal right to entry. So is the Masjidul Haram, and those areas that are connected to the Masjidul Haram have the same command. One is the Masjidul Haram. Masjidul Haram will refer to the entire Makkah Mukarrama, that every believer has a right to be the resident, and the one that is coming from abroad, both are identical. And similar will be the lands that are attached to Makkah Mukarrama, lands of Makkah Mukarrama, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa. Every Muslim, every believer has a right, is entitled to be there. Nobody has the right to make any claim to any property therein. That is the ruling of Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi and Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, that nobody has the right of any land. However, Imam Shafi rahmatullahi says that one can purchase and sell land in Makkah Mukarrama as well. Nonetheless, the land, without we understand, is sacred, it's pure, and it has some characteristics, and it's supposed to be respected more than any other land. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ. And whoever plans or intends any profanity or wrongdoing in the precincts of these places, that is the Masjidul Haram, etc., then we will give him a taste of a grievous punishment. Precincts of this place is sacred, holier than any part of the world. So it needs to be given that type of respect. And with the type of respect that an individual gets, or with the type of respect that an individual enters these places, these lands, he will turn with that type of barakat, that type of blessings. If he doesn't have that type of respect, then he needs to learn the respect to enter these type of places, rather than making these type of places a place of entertainment and pastime, and learn how do you respect these places, that you may be entitled to the blessings of these precincts. Otherwise, instead of getting any blessings, it is possible that one will be cursed on account of not behaving and conducting himself correctly. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ. This can be seen many a times. Person goes to these places for Hajj or Umrah, and he turns better than he had gone. And the opposite is also true. A person goes and he becomes worse. This is most of the times on account of him not showing respect to these Mubarak precincts. So whoever intends any wrong, any wrongdoing, ulama explain, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu says that in other places a person resolves to do wrong is not counted and recorded as a wrong. But in Makkah Mukarrama you resolve to do a wrong, then this will also be counted as a wrong in your book of deeds. Therefore, we find Sahaba-i-Kiram, Umar radiallahu anhu, etc., if they needed to correct or discipline any of their workers, etc., or reprimand them, they will not do it in the precincts of Makkah Mukarrama. They will take them out of the Haram Sharif, reprimand them if they need to be reprimanded, or discipline them if they need to be disciplined. So the level of respect that is required to be living around here, it's not just a pastime, it is not just an entertainment center, rather it is a place that is the most sacred of the entire universe, then the type of respect that it requires. May Allah give us tawfiq.